Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yeah. Once again, it's on, baby. You know what I'm saying? You're not tuned in to the illest internet radio show. You know what I mean? What's up, man? This is K100 Internet Talk and Indie Music Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Holla at me. Fuck with your boy. You know what I'm saying? Episode 6, man. This is the second week of the show. And we've been doing it. We've been going hard, super hard with the show, man. You know, and I've been getting a lot of support. Last night, episode 5, once again, one for the books. Very interesting discussion. We talked about a little bit of politics, talked about the little oil slick with Obama and Ace Handler and how critics always got something to say about what the fuck he do. You know what I'm saying? You know, we also talked about some relationship shit. You know what I'm saying? About you should you stick your nose in your other folks' relationship. So, and you had a lot of interesting feedback and a lot of different opinions about that. So if this is your first time tuning in, make sure you go back to the page, and you can also go back to all the archived episodes 1 through 5, and you can always download those, play those back, you feel me? And then, you know, you can catch up, you know what I'm saying? You know, catch up on what you've been missing. All right, now the number here to call is 347-934-0966. That's 347-934-0966. You know what I'm saying? Call in if you want to holler at us, if you just want to shout us out, if you want to give your 2 cents about what we're talking about today. We got a pretty interesting topic that we're going to get into tonight. I'm pretty sure it'll be a stark difference in between male and female opinion on this one. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it pretty much hood, keep it gutter tonight. You know what I'm saying? Got me a co-host, motherfuckers. Okay, got me a co-host. You dig? Got me a co-host finally. You know what I'm saying? And my homie P Reg affiliated came in to host the show with me, my nigga. What's happening?
What's happening? I know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We over here doing it big, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to light this motherfucking blunt in a minute. I tried to get this nigga to stop and give me a goddamn 6-pack. This nigga was talking about he was late and shit, some old other crazy whack.
Man, you know, the first day on the JLB, man, you can't be late, so, you know, man, this, damn that shit you talk about, man.
You the man, the show pays liquor and weed. That's how you get paid at the show. I clearly stated in the application for the show that, goddamn it, the pay for co-hosting the show is, goddamn it, liquor and weed.
Well, check this out. Tomorrow, you have all the liquor, all the weed,
right,
whatever you want, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all good.
Right.
Scrum pack up in your man.
All right, you know what I'm saying? So, look, man, we're going to get ready to get into the show, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see, you know, how many people going to hit me up on the line, what have you, or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, to see who really got something to say about what we got to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Also, just in case you don't know, we must also tell you that this is a platform for independent artists to get their music played and get a little bit of shine because, like, if you don't know, my name is Blizzum. And I'm the CEO of Shameless Entertainment, my own independent label. 12 years going hard, man. We got projects all out in the street, man. We got some more shit we dropping this year. My homie P-Reg affiliated, definitely a part of the family. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to him. Shouts out to Big Swole and Viz. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully they get a chance to holler at us. Shouts out to my homies Team Striz. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that fuck with me on the level on the music tip. And like I said, this is a platform for independent artists. So if you're an independent artist, if your baby dad is struggling to get on, goddammit, if your brother's struggling to get on, whoever, all independent artists can use free exposure. And this is free exposure. All we're going to ask them to do is promote the page, all right? So if you're an independent artist or you know an independent artist that wants to get a little interview in and get a little spins with some of their music, you know what I'm saying, tell them to call us at, they can call the show at 347-934-0966. But they really need to email us at K100Radio@gmail.com. Okay? That's K100Radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, at gmail.com. And y'all hit us up, man. We giving y'all some free shine because we got love for the underground, because that's what we do too. This is another outlet for us to present what we do to y'all, and also another outlet for other artists, man. And we got mad love and respect. We all through these streets, man. A lot of cats fuck with us, so you're gonna be hearing some music, man, that should be on the radio, but of course due to politics and other bullshit, you probably never get exposed to it unless you tune in to shows like this right here. You know what I'm saying? Alright, so that's what's up. Now, like I said, this is a platform, so we're gonna be spinning music that you never heard, and we also gonna be talking about a lot of different topics. We talk about shit, everything, man, with current events, whatever. We started as a Facebook page on Facebook and a Facebook group, and it blew up from there, and from there we just took it to the airwaves. Alright, so a lot of the topics that we get off the show, man, you feel me, we get them off Facebook, okay, cause that's how we started. You know, sometimes we'll just comb the pages of Facebook and be like, yo, this is a wild post. People is really feeling it. People is really commenting on it. We can bring it to the show. You go to our page on Facebook. You go to Facebook and search for K100. We'll pop up and join the group. Holler at us there. Or holler at us on the email, K100radio@gmail.com. If you got something specific that you want us to talk about, you feel me? And we'll get right into it. You know what I'm saying? Hey. So we're going to have us a motherfucking good-ass time tonight. My line's kind of slow coming in, but look, we getting to the damn meat and potatoes of the shit tonight, all right? You feel me? Shouts out to everybody that's been calling in and showing love all week, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, once again, I'm going to dedicate myself to playing nothing less than 3 to 4 songs a night. Nothing less than that, because this is a talk/music show, all right? So without further ado, one of me and Pete Red told me, you know, and this is a joint that we keep him. By PIP, shout out to him. Holler at us, man. We talk to you in a minute, homie. You need to holler at us. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But we gonna spin this record because we think this record is just great. You know, we spin R&B and hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Other genres also too. All right, so y'all get at us. As we come back, we gonna jump into the discussion. Matter of fact, before we even go to this record, I'm gonna go ahead real quick and tell y'all what we're gonna be talking about tonight.
Talk that shit, bro. Talk,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro.
Look, man, this is the subject tonight. I got one simple question.
What's that?
It's for the fellas and it's for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? And you know, fellas gonna see it one way, ladies gonna see it another way. I already know that's how it's gonna go down. You know what I'm saying? So I'm finna get ready for the war to pop off.
Yeah, we're going to do a little tall wrestling up here tonight, man.
You know, I already know the females going to be like, we on some bullshit, and then we're going to be like, they on some bullshit, and goddamn it, we're going to have it out, all right? So basically the question is, you know, to the fellas, how much are you willing to spend? How much cake really go kick out, man, if you really trying to get with a chick? You know what I'm saying? If you really trying to, you know, go all in with her now, it's different levels of going all in. You know, how much is you willing to spend if you really trying to, you know, wife a little mama, or is you really just trying to mash? You know what I'm saying? There's different levels of how you trying to get with somebody, ladies. There's different levels of, you know, how you see a man. You know, is this somebody for you? You know, get your fuck on with, or is he potential husband material or whatever? You know what I'm saying? But to the fellas, we asking you, how much you normally, you know what I'm saying, take out, what you feel is a fair amount of bread to spend on a chick. Before, you know, you just be like, man, fuck that, she bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got time to just be, you know, kicking out money left and right. Shit, money don't grow on trees around this motherfucker. It's a goddamn recession, niggas. All right? It's a motherfucking recession around this bitch.
But
you know
what we talking about right here, too.
Yeah.
Don't call up here saying, it ain't tricking if you got it. You hear me? Keep this shit being frank, man.
Hey, if you call up here with that bullshit right there, we're going to kill you as soon as you open your motherfucking mouth.
And when you see me, nigga, you know that's real, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, man. And to the ladies, all right? Basically, the same question is posed to you. How much do you think a nigga ought to spend? How much you think these do? Are you feeling like a nigga being cheap if he don't, you know, drop a couple hundred on you off the rip? Or, you know, is dinner in the movie good enough? Hey, I don't know. You dig? We asking the ladies tonight. That's the question we posing to the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Now, a lot of y'all ladies going to try and turn this into some rich nigga, broke nigga shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It ain't about that. You feel me? It ain't about that. I'm going to tell y'all right motherfucking now. Okay? As a nigga that goddamn it ain't broke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's still a motherfucking limit to what the fuck I'm going to spend on a female. I don't give a fuck how much I like her. You understand what I'm saying? You dig? All right?
Now,
that's if you make it that far.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You did. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't about being cheap. It ain't about being broke. It's principalities of this shit.
And okay? Don't call up here with that. A nigga gonna pay for the pussy anyway.
Off top. And
you know
then,
what I'm saying?
Hey, hold on. First of all, let's get this shit right here out and over right here, because I think it's a big ass misconception about, you know, what people getting out of, you know, when they get down. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's like this right here, man. People say, oh yeah, so you gotta pay for the pussy. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep some money out if you wanna get with the broad. You understand what I'm saying? And that's all cool for then. But I feel like this is about it. You go pick out some money, you know, to wind and dine for them. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you both get the same pleasure when it really go down. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on,
all right, goddammit. Look, ladies, I understand that all some of these niggas got goddamn, you know, they can't handle that shit, man. So they ain't goddamn worth, you know, one goddamn deal. You know what I'm saying? Or outfit. Hell, three outfits ain't worth that goddamn smart ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? I understand. I know you're gonna talk. Oh, I see hands raising. Okay, we're gonna go to y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're coming to y'all, ladies. We're gonna let y'all get y'all home. I'm gonna let y'all do y'all feel. I promise you. You understand what I'm saying? Right now, as a whole, we just giving it to you from the fellas' point of view. You know what I'm saying? But like I said,
but I promise y'all this, bro. Turn this thing. You're going to beat the speed up out of the day. You know what I'm saying? Just beat that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going at.
All right. You know what I'm saying? So
hey, nigga, you should be fighting us. And what you ain't doing, we doing it. We're putting the old lady back on.
Yeah.
She's going to be real happy. So we fight the wrong place. I'm a Chinese
man. Hey,
y'all out
there. Right. Look,
I'll be in a
holler at you. All right. Before I go to the flow, before I even go to a song, hold on. I think I see one of my officers on the line. It's one of my officers right here. You know what I'm saying? From K100. We see the Keela. What's happening, baby?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? So you hit the top. You hear the discussion. You know what I'm saying? You know, my chick. You feel the purpose. You know what I'm saying? You got your shit together. I know you ain't finna just goddamn bash no nigga for nothing. And they're gonna have to spend some fucking bread. You gotta put some motherfucking work in. God damn it. It's a limitation to all that. So, I mean, do you have a set number of dates? Do you have a monetary amount? What is that that's judging by the time, you know, how much money you have?
I don't have no amount, you know, anything like this. Because my pussy ain't for sale. So, you know what I'm saying? If I'm digging you, we going out, we kicking it, whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's going to be what it's going to be. And if it's not, shit, it ain't. It ain't no dollar amount put on it, you know. But it ain't going to be no first, second date. We just, you know, you ain't getting this. Not that easy.
Oh, it ain't going to be on the first, second date. Why not? You just said.
I don't want to. That's why. It ain't got to be no reason but that. Because I'm...
I mean, I understand this, your pussy, you know what I'm saying, god damn it, it's your pussy, you can do what the fuck you want to do, you understand that, but I'm saying, if you, you know, if you really feeling the dude, and say he go out on the first two dates, and he just really just super cake out, man, y'all have a great time, and you really feeling him, you know what I'm saying, why not, what's the difference between the second date or the fourth date?
It just depends on if I'm feeling him, you know what I'm saying, I'm picky, so hey.
I know.
We might have fun, but I still don't want to fuck. So, you know what? If you don't like it, you ain't got to take me out no more. Next, on to the next one.
Hey, babe, I got one question. Well, you know, how long it going to take you to really, you know what I'm saying, get to him or something?
Look, let me tell you, men and women know this. Women know off the rip if you fuckable or not.
That's my whole point. So why you dragging it out? Why you keep making the nigga
no
kicking out?
You know what I'm saying? You ain't nobody. Not me, anyway. I said before, I got a problem getting rid of niggas after I done gave them some. But that, Nigga, I already know what it's gonna do to you. So I'm just, I gotta see, make sure your mental state is intact.
I don't need
no more stalkers.
So we got this Awkwafina talking right
now.
You know what I'm saying? Us shit, some motherfuckers.
I'll let you know.
God.
Well, hey, I ain't telling you what
hey,
I heard.
Hey, K100 represents. You know what I'm saying?
Awkwafina, baby. Yep. Put some plastic on your shit because it's going to get.
We got a motherfucker representing one time for the good pussy girls.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? All y'all good pussy girls, all y'all girls with good pussy and good head. We fucks with y'all over here at Chainless, okay? We fucks with y'all.
Oh, no, that, you know.
K100, man, keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? We fucks with y'all. We love y'all to death. You know what I'm saying? And we hope y'all got some friends because we got a lot of pop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's stupid lifeguards over here. You know what I'm saying? We stupid swimming over here.
Okay, so look. Okay, so I get what you said. I get your point. We got two more people raising their hand. We're going to get y'all. Y'all don't hang up. We coming to y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got a long show tonight, okay? So we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about some more shit. But this is the jump off topic. You know what I'm saying? So basically, there is no monetary amount. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's whenever you feel them. Okay, man, I understand
man, I feel
that.
Like it.
Okay, I understand that, but I mean, you know, 5-6 dates into it, you know what I'm
saying?
Like
I said, nigga, if you feel like you're spending too much, keep it moving. Shit.
Then the nigga done lost all the way.
Whatever.
He done lost all the way.
Not my problem.
He done lost all the way. But let me ask you this right here. If you know good and well as a female that you ain't even really feeling a nigga like that anyway, why keep going on dates with him? See, that's the thing I have with a lot of women.
You, I might just be feeling you to go on a date with. I don't mean I'm feeling you to get in the bed with. That's two different things.
Well, you should tell a nigga up front.
Up front.
You know what I'm saying? I done told them up front, and they still think if they cake a little bit, they can still get it. Nigga,
that's right.
They can buy the cat, and then when they can't get it, nigga, I already told you up front what it was going to be. So if you still want a cake anyway, hey,
You know what? Now, if you're
stealing bases around this bitch, man.
Hold on.
That's why I let them know why I live. You know, you can't come pick me up. I drive my own car. None of that. The most you got is my phone number and my name.
That's the best thing popping right there. Because I don't want a motherfucker to know why I stay either. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I already know what the dick going to do to you.
Man, you crazy. I feel what you're saying, you know what I mean? But I mean, we're gonna have a lot of females. We got like 3 or 4 people raise their hand. We're gonna have a lot of these females, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to just strain niggas along, know damn well. They don't keep it motherfucking 100. They just goddamn be like,
man,
oh
I'm
shit,
gonna
it's a free
know.
Meal.
That's
it's a free meal.
You know.
No, it's a free meal. I respect that. One time for all the ladies that keep that shit 100. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's cool.
He ain't never stopping there for me. That's what I'm saying. He ain't never stopping there for me.
A lot of these females, man. A lot of these females is going to, goddamn it, you know what I'm saying, front, and they're going to stunt and they're going to lie. We're going to get their opinion. You feel me? I'm going to ask them. You know what I'm saying? If you know damn well you ain't going to fuck the nigga, is you going to keep going out on dates and making this nigga break motherfucking bread, and you know damn well you ain't going to mash him. I mean, what the fuck, y'all? Come on, keep it 100, man. That's all we saying. Just keep it 100. You feel me? Hold on, I got another motherfucking call on that. Lieutenant, don't go nowhere. Stay right there. We're going to come back to you in a minute. All right, you know what I'm saying? I got another call on the air right here. We finna go to here right here. See who this is. Carly, you okay, 100? Fuck with us.
It's Miss Peaches.
Miss Peaches, what's up, baby? You one of my favorite callers. You know what I'm saying? What you got to say about the subject? Are we being some cheap-ass niggas? I don't think we been. I think we just keeping the shit motherfucking 100. That's what
baby.
We want the females to keep it 100. You know what I'm saying?
I'll keep it 100 for me. And we'll get what I say about it.
Go ahead.
Now, some niggas, it's fuckable. Some of them, you might fuck them out the real if you want to fuck. You know what I mean? Somehow, it's for taking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a category. If it's your friend or whatever, but you know when it's somebody that you want to just go and get with, or if you want the nigga to work a little bit for it.
So can a nigga put in that work? So like if you really feeling like that,
Can a nigga cake enough until you go ahead and say, fuck it, I'm going to get in the pussy? You done cake.
Oh, hell no. Nah. You know, if you're going to fuck a nigga off the rip, well, you look at him.
So why the hell you keep going out with him, son?
You ain't attracted to him. If you ain't attracted to him, you ain't attracted to him. I don't give a damn how much he take you nowhere.
Well, why the fuck do you keep going out spending this nigga money, shawty? Why?
Because
why
he
want to
spend it. He want to. Okay, well, you don't ask that same question, though. Why this bitch keep giving me pussy? Because she want to give it to you. He want to spend it. He think he can give it like that.
I'm just saying, though, man. I'm just saying, if you already know and you ain't going to fuck with a nigga like that, man, go on and keep that shit motherfucker 100 and be like, look, y'all,
I
don't
keep
the
100. I keep the 100 on that. I tell them off the rip. That's it. That's all. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even really looking for nobody. You know, I can't even try to go there. I'm just looking for a friend. You know what I'm saying? You take that however you want to take it.
Yeah.
But that's what that is.
Shit.
Yeah.
You said a friend. You already looking for
I kept it 100.
All right. That's all we can ask you. That's all we can ask you to do. You know what I'm saying? That's all we can ask you to do.
That's all.
I mean,
but yeah, ain't no monetary value on, I mean, you know what I'm saying, on that, like that, of course, every bitch want to get broke off, you know what I'm saying, everybody want to, don't nobody want to just feel like they just fucking finessing, you know what I'm saying,
hold on,
and this is the truth.
I mean, shit, you know what, hell, niggas don't want to feel like they fucking for nothing either. Hey, ladies, hold on, let me stop the motherfucking music around this bitch. You know what I'm saying? I gotta stop the motherfucking music around this motherfucker. Hold on, where that goddamn button to stop that shit? I can't even find out where the fucking button to stop the music.
Man, tell
anyway,
me
anyway,
truth,
the whole motherfucking the whole motherfucking point is, shawty, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to feel like, goddamn it, we goddamn super cakey. Just like y'all don't want to feel like y'all fucking for free. We don't want to feel like we
getting tripped
back.
And you
said
that's a super cake.
Hold on. We don't want to feel like we getting pimped out and played, my nigga. We don't want to feel like we goddamn really just tricking off like that. We want to feel like this shit amicable. You know what I'm saying? We both goddamn feeling each other. So a nigga don't mind kicking that bread out. If we feel like the broad dicking us like that, ain't no wrong with kicking out some money, going out and taking the broad out. We ain't cheap like that. We just saying, goddamn, nigga don't want to be taken advantage of either, though, for real. And I feel like a lot of women out here that's listening to this shit, or everybody here raising now, I'm finna get all y'all motherfuckers. Don't go no goddamn way. This shit 100. I'm going to tell y'all right motherfucking now, ladies. We don't want to get taken advantage of, just like you don't want to feel like you give up your
pussy
or nothing. We don't want to feel like
you ain't gonna feel like you getting paid. You ain't got a cake hair broad. I know you don't cake hair broad that you meet. You know what I'm saying? You don't treat every motherfucking broad the motherfucking same because they ain't. They all got a position on the team. That's how you treat them.
I understand
that.
All we trying to, at the end of the day, before we get off this phone line, I'm going to get to all these females hand raised. All we want y'all to do is, when you know fuck well, you really ain't going to mash a nigga like that. Go on and keep the shit 100 and got to tell the nigga, look, we ain't mashing. It ain't going down. If the nigga still want to go on and cake that motherfucking money, then let that suck ass nigga cake. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, but that's what I believe, though, bro. I believe a lot of them ain't going to fuck. They know the difference between a real nigga and a fuck nigga. So,
right.
You know, some of them fuck now, and some of them fuck real niggas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the ones that can't deal with a real nigga, they fuck a fuck nigga. And the ones that deal with a real nigga, they fuck a real nigga. Holler at me, baby.
Right. Hold on. Don't go no other speeches. I got a whole bunch of everybody raising their fucking hand. Everybody got their hand raised. Hold on.
You got that over there.
Hold on. Who is this right here? 44569.
Yo, what's up, boy?
What's going on? Who this?
It's Fred, boy.
What's going on, my nigga? You hear us on here too, man. What you got to say about what you talking about, man?
Boy. I feel like my motherfucking dick just as gold as that motherfucking pussy. Shit, pay for the dick. Fuck it.
Hey.
That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand why these motherfucking females feel like we got to pay for pussy and they got to pay for this dick. I feel like I got some goddamn good dick. God damn it.
Nope.
I feel like this is
hey, me, hey,
like
hey, $1 million dick.
No,
got the $1 million dick over here. Go on, pay for it. Shit.
My nigga.
Hey, what's happening, my nigga? Is you in rock, nigga?
I'm in rock, dog. I'm in rock like a mother. I'm trying to get there, baby.
All right, my nigga. That's what's going on. Hey, stay on the line, my nigga. We finna keep tripping. I'm going to come back to you. I'm finna get some of these females, and they got their hands all up on this motherfucker raised. Don't go nowhere. Hold on a second. I'm going to a lady right now. Let's see what this is right here. Hold on. 615, get at me.
Hey, this is Candy.
Candy, what's happening, baby? One time for Candy, y'all. Y'all got to go. Hold on. Candy gets an instant applause. Go back and check episode 4. Go back and listen to episode 4, and you'll understand why. We're going to let that ride.
How you doing, baby? How you doing?
How you doing? I agree with Miss Peaches, and I agree with your homeboy. A real bitch, she know a trick from a real nigga. I only fuck
okay.
with niggas with money. You feel
okay.
what I'm saying? I only fuck with niggas with real with money. You feel what I'm saying? I don't fuck with no broke niggas, period.
Right.
But a real bitch know the difference between a trick, somebody that they can really just trick out of some money, than a real nigga. But regardless, a real nigga or a trick, you're going to still have to do something. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, what do what? What you, I mean, I understand. Yeah, we listen, man. We're not advocating
something.
Broke shit. We're not advocating cheap, being a cheap ass nigga or nothing like that,
right.
man. You feel
right.
me? We
right.
we got
right.
we no broke niggas over here. You know what I'm saying? We doing
right.
good for ourselves over here. You know what I'm saying? And one thing about it, y'all,
right.
if you really got it going on like that, we gonna goddamn do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But don't get the motherfucker twisted. You fucking with some real niggas over here. We ain't finna, you ain't finna just goddamn just eat up and goddamn we even just cake and cake and cake and cake and then we ain't mashing. It goddamn we done went outside.
Oh, no. See, I'm not agreeing
there.
With that either. I'm not agreeing with that either. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to see
right.
what the dick like. Because I'm not trying to waste too much time on your motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Now that's what I'm talking about right now.
I'm not trying to waste too much time. Killing me with your conversation, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Making me love the conversation. No, nigga, I want to love the dick. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to love. I don't want to love the conversation. I can have conversations with my homegirl. You feel me?
Yeah, that's
hey,
right.
For all you, hey,
big,
for,
right,
hey
right
for all you niggas with a whole bunch of game, but can't fuck. Kill your fucking self, nigga.
Hey, one
right.
thing about... Hey, niggas might... Hey, I'm going to tell you another thing what's killing me. The niggas can't fuck... You're around here gobbling up all the motherfucking pussy, nigga. Get your dick game together, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're going
exactly.
you to have to have both of them, nigga. You can't have good head and you can't fuck. You got to have both of them, nigga. The bitches
right.
want
the
both of them. You got to have both of them, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And stop goddamn spending all the motherfucking money then making real niggas have to come behind you and cake these motherfucking bitches. Goddamn it, nigga. Spending all this damn money. Goddamn making us have to spend extra money to goddamn keep up with your goddamn non-fucking ass.
Nigga, let me give you a prime example.
Fuck.
Every nigga should be able to do a layup, but every nigga can't dunk. So, nigga, if you can do a layup and motherfucker shoot a 3-pointer jump shot, you win it. But, nigga, you got to be able to do something around this bitch, man.
You know what I'm saying? Do something, man. Just do something. Now, hold on. All right, I got another motherfucking call on there. Oh, actually, hold on. Let me take this caller right here because I think this is somebody that's supposed to be calling into the show. We checking for them, all right? Y'all don't go nowhere, ladies. We are not leaving the topic. I see all y'all hands raised, but we got a 2-hour show tonight. Hold
yeah.
on, all right? We're going to be here for a minute. I see like 4 people with their hands raised. I ain't got to. I'm getting to y'all, but you know we got to spin that music. So with that being said, you know what I'm saying? Yo, who's on the line right now? Holler at me, 678-612. You know what this is.
Yo, yeah.
What's up, my nigga?
What's up, nigga? It's Chisels.
Yeah.
Think what it is. You think Chisels what it is? What's good, my dude?
Man, I'm good, man. Good? Yo, listen. Yo, I got my nigga Bully on the line. This is my motherfucking
yo, Big Bully Street.
I fuck with him, man. This nigga fucking with me on the Team Streets tip. That project I told you we got going on. He's fucking with me, him, and Dink De Niro and Nick Nails. You know what I'm saying? He got his own solo shit out. He been doing this shit for a minute. He be on his motherfucking B.I. You know what I'm saying? This is an independent artist platform also. So, you know I'm going to give my motherfucking niggas some shine. If I don't give now one of these motherfucking niggas some motherfucking shine. You understand?
Believe that.
You understand what I'm saying? 100. This family on the line. Bully, holler at these people, man. Tell these people what you do, where you from, where you represent, and what you about, my nigga, real quick.
Yo, I'm representing the A, North Cackalack, Tulo, you know what I'm saying? Team Strands all day. We've been doing it for a minute. That's Queens, New York. Everybody ain't down with the movement. You know what I mean? We're fucking with my nigga Blizz for about 3-4 years now. We did a couple of tracks with the nigga. So, you know, we got shit real hot right now. Trying to hit it hard this summer. Get it in. You know what I mean?
For sure, my nigga. For sure. Now, look, we finna go into one of your joints. You got this monster joint I call work, nigga. All you motherfucking D-boys, if you fucking with a D-boy, if you is a D-boy, you know about the game, you're going to love this motherfucking record this nigga got. You know what I'm saying? It's about that work, nigga. You can put it in. But hold on, Bully. Before we spin that record, I love it. It's just gutter. You feel me? What you think about what we talking about, my nigga? How you feel about motherfucking the goddamn it? You know, how much is you willing to cake out before you be like, man, bitch, kick rock?
Yo, to keep it wild, yo, Blizz, word up. To keep it wild.
Go ahead.
I'm taking that bitch to the fork and screen. I'm taking that to the fork and screen. You know what I'm saying? I'm spinning about. I think, you know, any first day I go on, I'm taking a bitch to the fucking screen.
Right.
Spinning about 65. Word. Every bitch I ever took to the fucking screen, I beat that night. She won't see you tomorrow if I don't beat that night. Period. 65. You know, I don't know real nigga, fake nigga, fuck nigga, whatever. I ain't no ugly nigga, you know what I mean? So it just don't matter to me. 65, I feel like I'm going to get that pussy. Period. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel. And if I don't, that's cool. That's cool. There's like 3 million bitches out here. There's like 3 million, so why would I ever care? You know what I mean? That was just $50 I threw away. That's nothing. That's like a shirt or something. You know what I mean? It's nothing.
Right.
I'll just read up, get another bitch, take her to the fucking screen and try to be, you know what I mean? So six, my over and under is 65.
Hey, nigga, you spend that 65, bitch, if you ain't fucking, that's the last try.
That's it, son. That's my barometer. Now, you see, you know, that's my barometer. Now, if she's with it, you know what I mean, and I do get the beat, then next time I might take it to a little Justin. I might take the bitch to that kid to a little Crayon or something like that, you know what I mean? I'll keep it 100. I'm not just going to beat and leave you out there, you know what I mean, for the most part. I mean, unless it was whack pussy, you know what I mean? Unless it was whack pussy. But if the pussy was strong, pussy was good, I might take it the next time to Aquarium. But on that first night, I don't know you really like that. So why would I feel more than that?
Right.
I got kids and shit too, son. You know what I mean? I got child support to pay and all that shit. I ain't trying to hear that. This
Hey, look at y'all. To all y'all bitches that's fucking in the car and fucking, y'all need to holler at Bunny, get that 65.
Boy, for the screen. Tell that bitch I'll take it to the movie. We go to see a movie and dinner all at the same time. For the screen, bitch. Just handle, baby.
Hey,
you look real nice, I might take it to Twist afterwards.
Hey, man, yo, the ladies is lighting up my board, man. They got to get this thing. Yo, Bully, yo, we finna spin this Bully. We finna spin this record by Bully. It's called Work, my nigga. I appreciate you calling into the show, giving you 2 cents. We keeping this motherfucker all we like. Look, the ladies is hot. I'm getting to y'all, baby. We coming next. Hey, after this song, ladies, we finna open it up. We finna let y'all go ahead and tell our asses off, nigga. But, hey, Bully, on the real 65,
yo.
Nigga? 65, nigga, that's
65,
nice.
65, nigga, over and under, D. Why spend more on this short thing? Nigga, this short thing, why spend more? 65, man.
Hey, the bag costs 2 pillows and not 1 pillow, baby. Hey, we out, man. Yo, this my nigga Bully, man. This that work. All right, y'all holler at us, man.
$40 to my name. Hey. What I do, a ball 10 and buy a slab of cane. Hey. Already cooked up, then I cut it in the dime. Don't know if you getting your ball, I'm getting mine. Then I see a nigga that's frontin' with a shine. You know I don't give a fuck, I creep up from behind. Ran up on him in broad day with the chopper.
Yeah, we taking calls down to CP the chopper.
A big Chevy rider, Eastside supplier. We headed back from Monette with a pack of that fire. Looking for a red, cause his past has expired. He ain't got my Fetty, man, he dead in his Chevy, man. Seen him at the barbershop, posted in the parking lot. Big G with postal shots, the entire block. The nigga tried to run away, but couldn't outrun his spray. So if Bully front you way, homeboy, you better have my pay. Work, what you know about it? Work, yeah, what you know about it? Work, what you know about it? Work, yeah, what you know about it? Bully got low prices, it's a fire, yes indeed, boy. If she wants a biz, a 50 pack, go for the 3, boy. We grind from the bottom just to make it to the bottom. If you looking for the Superman, homeboy, I got him. Hell, we pop him just to stay awake, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Plus, I pop him whenever I got freaks in my bed. And we out here dodging the police in the bed. If I don't push it hard, then the kids don't get fed. I ain't worried about the charge, it'll be my first stretch. shit, I made six something large in my first night. Mom to tell you herself that she raised me to traffic. Showed me my first piece, then became an addict. Put that shit up, man, them J's gotta have it. It's a Delco tale and that work, well, ain't magic. I can wake up with $40 to my name and go to sleep with two stacks. And a quarter worth of cane. It's that work, 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 work. What you know about it? Work, 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 work. Yeah, what you know about it? Work, 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 work. What you know about it? Work, 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 work. Yeah, what you know about it? You ain't got the clientele, say hell no. Ain't nothing worse than being broke, sitting on blow. We in the Chevy Bonneville, sitting on bowls. Masked up, hoodie on, gripping on folds. You walked up to the apartment, Lou knocked on the door. Then we kicked it in as soon as someone said hello. We all rushed in and put them niggas on the floor. Sorry, gentlemen, your operation's on hold. A nigga tried to be sick, he tried to make a move on us. He was ready to die, didn't see the tools on us. Either way, he got lit up when the Glock spit. Team strips for life, we getting money on the block, bitch. Act like you know about it, nah, I ain't no kingpin. But I'm the reason why they keep bringing them keys in. Since I've been breathing, they say that I'ma eat him. Until I get this guap, big bully ain't even. It's that work, yeah, it's that work, nigga. This for my trap boys on Brockton Road, Hamburg Road, Franklin Road. What up, Black, holla at me. Slim, holla at me. Big B, holla at me. Kill him, work, holla at me. Work, work.
Yeah, the homie Bully, you dig? The homie Bully put it down, you feel me? That's that work, you know what I'm saying? My homie put that work in, man, you feel me? Fuck with him, man. You can catch him Big Bully Streets, Google it. Fucking Team Striz, Google it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Niggas is right here putting in work on the music tip, man. So like I said, you know this show is about talk, and it's about music, you understand? All right? So, we finna get ready to go back to the lines. I see a lot of people got their hands raised. For all of y'all that's just tuning in to us tonight, our topic, our first topic at least, is how much money should niggas really be caking when they trying to get with a female, you know what I'm saying? And for the ladies, it's like, yo, how much cake do you think a nigga ought to be breaking before you even think about giving some pussy? That's basically, essentially, the meat and potatoes of the conversation. I got my motherfucking co-host in here with me tonight for the first time, my homie, P-Reg, affiliated.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying? It's my first night with an in-house co-host, a guest host. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's up, man. You feel me? We just trying something different, you know, see what's going on with it. Hopefully, it's working out. It's working out good so far.
Yeah.
We're fucking with it.
Y'all can catch me here, man.
Right.
Running through Thursday. Sitting in.
All right, so look, we had a couple of ladies that say, shit, they motherfucking pussy ain't for sale. We had one say, her pussy ain't for sale. Is if she want to fuck you, nigga, she don't care how much motherfucking money you spent, nigga. She don't care. Her pussy ain't for sale. When she want to give it to you, that's when you get it, right? And then we had another one on the flip side say, shit, she ain't trying to goddamn waste a whole bunch of time. You ain't got to waste a whole bunch of cake. She want to go ahead on and mash it, see if you did good. So if it ain't, she ain't got to keep going out with your motherfucking ass. All right? You know what I'm saying? So we got two stark different opinions. Hey, don't give me, hey, them the condensed answers. Condensed answers. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
So many words. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what has been spoken so far. So I'm trying to think some old ladies to the line. I see some ladies listening, but they don't want to say nothing. I don't understand why.
Hey.
I mean, y'all, a couple of the fellas are kind of representing. Let me hold on. Let me see what this is right here. Hold on. Let's see. 444-563. 444-563, you on the air. Yo, you okay, 100? Call him. 404-563.
I'm in.
Yo, what's going on? Who this?
This is the slam in the building. What's happening?
Shit, man. Shit, my nigga. We all good over here, man. We over here getting blowed, my nigga. Talking about some crazy shit with these bras tonight on the air, you know what I'm saying? One time for all my motherfucking ladies listening, I love y'all. Thank y'all for fucking with us, you know what I'm saying? We just keep it at 100 over here, my nigga. You heard what we talking about?
Yo, I hear you.
All right, so how you feel about that, my nigga? How much cake you gonna kick out? You know what I'm saying? Or you be like, man, fuck that bitch, gonna mash something, or I'm out.
I mean, shit, you know, it is what it is. Shit, sometimes it don't take no money, no.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But how much is, like, too much for you? But you got a set limit, or it depends on what kind of chick she is, you know what I'm saying?
Shit. Too much. I don't know, man. You know, some of the females get really get outrageous, yo. They be getting outrageous with, but for a kicking, you know, ain't nothing but little time, you know. Have a good time. It's all a good time, bro.
That's what I'm saying. We about that. You feel me? We say it's all about having a good time. We say if you want to go out, we ain't saying we don't want to go out. We don't want to take a female out. We just saying don't get outrageous with the shit, ladies. That's all. Don't make a nigga pay for goddamn 6-7 dates and you ain't thinking about fucking this nigga. You don't even want to give him no pussy. Let that nigga know. If he decide to keep going, let that nigga cake then. You feel me? That's what he want to do. But just we telling the females, my nigga, y'all just keep it 100 with a man off the rip. That's all we can ask, man. And you know, you got to take it from there. You feel me, homeboy?
Yeah, all the time. Don't be playing them goddamn games.
Yeah, man. You can't play them motherfucking games, man. You know, this name of this show, man, is Keep It 100. All we do is just tell how we really feel. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't got number one rule on this show. Don't be fake. Just keep that shit 100. That how you feel, homie? That how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Just like we got some females that saw it one way, then we had a couple females that seen it another way. And that's what I want the fellas to do. Some niggas might call up and be like, look here, man, I kick him whatever. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that nigga rich.
But he gonna get killed on the show. Believe that. Give a fuck. How much money you got, partner? We gonna kill.
Hey. All right, man. Hey, man. Appreciate you calling in, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's a good look. You feel me?
Hey, what's up, bro? Hey, Tom.
All right, my nigga. What time, man? Hey, Tom, checking in. Yo. K100, you on the air. 770-653. Oh, that's here, man. Hello? Caller.
Hello.
Who's this, man?
Hello.
Yo, man, who is this?
Push one.
Yeah, you push one.
Hello.
You on the air, man?
Oh, man, my fault, man. I asked you to push the button, man. It's Randy, man.
Oh, shit.
I just coming in, man. What y'all talking about?
Talking about how much money you got them kicking these hoes with.
Nah, nigga, you know me. I'm a cheap ass motherfucker, man.
No, we fucking.
You know, I be kidding it, but I be cheap.
we just bullshit, man. Nah, for real. We got some ladies on the line. We got, man, a whole bunch of dudes calling in. Where are the ladies at, man? The ladies act like they don't want to say shit.
Because them broke hoes that don't want to call in.
Come on, ladies. We're not, hey, roast us if we wrong. We wrong, you roasters. Let us know, because we had some women see it one way and some women see it another way. We wrong, y'all let us know. Don't sit there hot. You know what I'm saying? Let us know. Say y'all cheap-ass motherfucking niggas. Whatever. This is K100. We just giving y'all the nigga perspective and some of the female perspective, too. All right? Okay? This is a very raw underground hood station, hood show. What we talk about, we talk about it, all right? Oh, Randy, I got to hang up. I got to hang up with Randy, man. Randy, I don't know what the fuck he doing. I don't know what he doing. He got my show sounding crazy with all that background noise. Nigga, holler back at me, nigga. We in a secure location. All right.
Turn
the radio down. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see what this is right here. I think we already talked. Is this Candy? Yo, Candy, you on the air? Candy. I thought we had a lineup right here. Candy, you on the air? 615? Yo. She's still showing up. I don't know, man. But look, ladies, you know what I'm saying? We need for y'all to go ahead and holler at us, call in, keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Tell us what you feel. You know what I mean? Holler at us. I see one of my officers on the line. I don't even know if she's paying attention.
Lieutenant
Shea.
Think up our schedule so we can hold
Lieutenant
on.
Lieutenant Shea.
Hey, what's up, Blue?
What's going on, yo?
Hey, not much.
Hey, you got an opinion on what we're talking about real quick?
Yeah, but I was actually like right in the middle of talking to somebody else while I was listening to you. Dang, my bad.
What kind? Damn it, man. Look, I'm gonna come back to you. I'll come back to you, man. All right,
come right back to me though.
All
right,
man. They're killing me on the show, though. You see what kind of shit you go through as the host, man? You know,
see, that's that shit when we talk about that real shit. You square away from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be scared of the dick. Come close to the dick, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't get out of dick. You pull right up to it and kiss on it or something. You know we like that.
Come on, man. Come on, ladies. What is now? Hold on, I got a lady on line right now. Carla, you on the air.
You miss Peaches again.
Hey, come on, acting like they don't
want to
say nothing.
Y'all talking about, yeah, I'm gonna say it. I got a couple things I can say.
Man.
Y'all niggas talking about keeping it 100. Well, yeah. Really, I'm about to fall y'all on this one for tripping a bit. Because when you see her, when you meet a bitch, you know whether or not you got her right below it. You know if you gonna get it. Right then, later on the night, you know, whatever the case may be. So if you keep on spending your money and you already know what it is, that's on you.
We already said that, though, Miss Peach. We already said that. We already called niggas out. We said, listen, man, if the girl tell you 100 off the top, ain't nothing, man. She just cheating.
I ain't talking about the girl. I'm talking about the niggas. Okay, you know when you get with a female. You know if she that female that you gonna smash or she ain't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know that.
Right.
So don't continue. If you know she ain't, don't continue to spend your money.
Well, look at here. I'm gonna tell you this right here. If I motherfucking meet you and I pull up and you ain't right and you ain't my type, you ain't even got to worry about me anyway.
Right.
You did. I'm going to keep this shit being fight, baby.
But I ain't talking about whether she right or not. But I'm saying, but if you know, if you meet her or you pick her up or y'all meet out or whatever the hell you do, you know by your conversation and all that whether or not you going to be able to get her.
Hey, she gotta be right.
You
we
know that.
I know that.
We
pick you over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna fuck a river.
I'm not a goddamn picky shit. I'm a picky bitch. I'm just saying. But you know who you go. You know if you gonna be able to fuck her or not.
Right.
You know that already. So, I mean, you know, don't keep kicking the bitch hoping.
Hey, she said she hey, nigga, hold on. I'm going to give you some motherfucking props on that. Don't be riding this motherfucker hoping. I think Lieutenant Keith said that shit earlier, too. Look here, nigga. For all you motherfucking niggas out here that know damn well that motherfucking female ain't giving you no pussy, and you just keep taking, and nigga, you know you really just hoping, nigga. Nigga. You know you don't stand a chance, nigga. Stop it. Stop wasting your money, homie. You need to stay in your lane.
Okay.
Go find somebody that's in your league. You know what I'm saying? If she out of your league, nigga, goddamn it, you know, stay in your lane. Now,
the
you goddamn it, I'm going to do
man.
Something, man. Just don't keep playing yourself, homie.
No,
for real. That ain't a good look, my nigga.
She ain't going to see you again.
No, she not going to mash you. That's one thing about females, homie. You know what I'm saying? They know if they going to mash you or not. They are all on the set. They know when they first look at you, they know if they going to mash you.
And because you mash them, don't mean that you want to keep mashing them.
Hey, you're right. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole other topic right there.
Hey, look, it really ain't because if you mash them and the dick ain't right, we know you ain't gonna mash them again.
Right.
So, but if the dick ain't right, we already know. Then, like I said, we're going to be beat up out over here, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what China do.
Right. All right. Hold on a second. We're going to another caller real quick. Louis is on the air. From Duval. What's going on? Yo. 4-9-0. Mike. What's
Mike
happening,
Jesus.
Man? What's going on, my nigga?
I don't know what Shorty talking about. We know when a bitch want to give us some pussy. I don't know what the hell she talking about.
What you mean?
We ain't psychic.
Right. Sometimes you may think you do and she might not. Sometimes you never know she do and she do. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
If you touch that puss on the first night, nigga, you know you fucking.
Right.
A real nigga gonna try a bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? We gonna try these ladies out, yo. So if you get any signs to go in, niggas gonna go in, man.
Right. They'll let you know.
I ain't even taking them. And I hope ain't no man taking them in goddamn ATL. Now maybe that's down here in Duval, but not up there.
Man, it ain't got nothing to do with the city, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's women in Jackson. Yeah. I've been to both of them. It's women in Duval and it's women up here in the A. It's all about just what kind of guy you is. You know what I'm saying? What kind of person you is, what kind of female she is. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm trying to get more ladies to get their opinion. We had two females calling already, but looking at it two different kind of ways. You know what I'm saying? Just like some dudes.
And on the line of work you do, you know what I'm talking about?
Right. So you saying depending on how much money you got, how much you gonna cake?
Well, you know, shit. If I got it, if she fine enough, I ain't gonna bullshit. If I got a girl, I'm gonna keep it moving.
Right. Okay. All right. All right, I see.
Don't shoot me tonight. Come on now.
Hey, like I said, man, we ain't no cheap ass niggas over here. You feel what I'm saying? We gonna have a good time, baby. You know what I'm saying? But we not finna get outrageous with this shit. This
Believe
is all
that.
We saying. We not gonna get outrageous with it. All right.
Believe
and we
that.
Just trying to see what. Basically, we trying to find out where does outrageous start for different people. You know what I'm saying? The basic question that callers is. Where do you feel like as a guy? Where do you feel like okay, that's a little too much? And as a female, you know, how much do you think is a bare minimum? If he got to do at least this before he talking about mashing, you know what I mean? That's what we're trying to kind of get at. All right. So that's the question I'm trying to get. That's kind of the question I'm trying to get.
I'm coming in late. Wait, so
right.
you asking for actual price?
I mean, yeah, you know,
sort of, kind of.
What you, nigga, is it 2 days, 1 day? Does he got to take it to Cheesecake or is McDonald's okay? We don't know, nigga. We asking different people shit.
Yeah.
And we want, that's the meat and potatoes of the question. You feel me? Everybody's going to be different.
I think about 60.
60?
And then in a bottle, you know.
Damn, 60?
After that, fuck that.
You got a lot of money to be saying 60.
Come on, girl.
Might be just a cheap ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you gotta put gas in your car. You know what I'm saying? It's all that shit, man. It's really a working factor.
Right? Yeah, apparently your homeboy ain't been down here to Duval,
motherfucker.
I'm from 40-50 down this motherfucker.
You're right. That might be different from city to city, man. We got people calling from all over the country, so it might vary. What you spend in New York might not be the same as goddamn Kentucky.
Hey, man,
you know what I'm saying? We got people calling in from all over.
Hey,
that might
you know what's
have
really killing
to
me too, though.
What?
For us niggas, man, I hate to really say it.
What's that?
Some of these niggas is doing that shit when they get paid. You know what I'm saying? They can't do it on a regular basis. So you know, they every 2 weeks.
Well, you know,
twice a week.
I mean, you know, that's them. That's them, man. They got to live with that. All right, we're going to a female. Hold on. We're going to a female real quick. You know what I'm saying? Yo. 615, you on the air.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What's going on?
I just want to give some advice to the ladies out there. My advice is you got to give them.
Hello?
But no, they have the trick.
Yo, your phone breaking up, baby.
Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear
you.
Yeah, I got you now. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just want to give some advice to the lady.
Okay, go
you
ahead.
You got to give a little to get a little. Sometimes niggas don't even know that they trick. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? So if you give me some of this good pussy right here that I got, you know what I'm saying? They going to want to give out money. You feel what I'm saying? They want to dish it out then. You feel me? They don't even know it. Sometimes you got to trick them to get a trick or giving you some money. You got to trick their asses. That's why it's called tricking. You feel me?
Right.
This
That's
is coming only... from an OG. This is coming from a triple OG. You feel what I'm saying? Right.
That's
I know the game.
You feel what I'm saying? That's real motherfucking nigga. That's motherfucking case. Motherfucker 100. Now that's motherfucking keeping it 100. Ladies, maybe you have to give a little to get a little. Fellas,
right.
Maybe you have to give a little to get a little. You got to give a little bit
right.
of that money to get some of that pussy. She got to get some of that pussy up to keep getting that money.
Right.
It's a fair exchange.
Exactly.
Let's make this shit a fair exchange, man. Yeah. Let's get everybody just keep this shit on an even keel
yeah,
for now.
Give to get along.
That's what we trying to do at K100.
Give
to
get
along. Men don't even know that they were paid for pussy. You understand what? They don't even know because they ain't never had no real fire ass pussy. But once they get it, they realize, oh shit, I would really get this bitch some money. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Hey, I hear you, baby. I hear you.
Right.
I hear you.
Right.
I think,
oh shit.
Yeah.
That's all I had to say. That's all my ladies out there. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta get on track.
It's 2010.
Hey, baby, but everybody pussies might not be good like your pussy.
That's another good point.
You know what I'm saying? So if you got that good pussy and you can get some money, the next bro might not got that good pussy and can get that money.
But they'll be the main ones.
But it just don't take good pussy either. It take good conversation. It take good head. You got to learn how to suck that dick from the back. We already done discussed that, ain't we?
Hey.
We already discussed
that. Hey.
Hey, man.
A nigga might not pay for some pussy, but a nigga gonna pay for some flirting birth, I think. That's my thing. You know, if you got that Jurassic Paul, then you know a nigga might. You know what I'm saying?
Stop. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
But I like your swag. You
can.
All right, man. Yo, we gonna, don't go nowhere, baby. Stay on the line. Ladies, y'all gotta represent with us, man. Oh, man. That shit right there was funny.
Famous, baby.
For real, man. Hold on. Let me see what this is. I haven't answered this call. Yo, who this? General? Is this General Zai?
What's up, man?
Oh, what's going on, General? What's popping, man?
Man, ain't nothing, man. Out here, goddamn wife got me goddamn working like a slave. Got me cutting the grass in the dark and shit. But it's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? I got this goddamn loud pack to get me through. But, I ain't hear the question, man. What was the question, man? I heard a little bit of the comment just before.
Well, we talking about, goddamn it, we
heard the lawnmower first. Hey, because you might get mad. You just crank that bitch up and keep smoking on that Irene, man.
Hey, check this out. Look, we talking about, we asked a question, to the fellas. We posed a question, basically flip-flop to the ladies and the fellas. Look, hey, the question is, y'all, if you're a guy, how much should you take a female, you know what I'm saying? When, should you feel like you is enough money that you done kicked out before you like, shit, it's about time for it to go down. You know what I'm saying? Because you done took on X amount of dates and you done did this, that, or whatever. I mean, you know, when it comes down to just you kicking out money, you know, how much do you think is, an appropriate amount before you start kind of looking to be like trying to mash something? You feel me? And to the ladies,
yeah,
we pose the same question in reverse. Like, how much money, you know what I'm saying? What's the bare minimum? A nigga got to at least do this right here, man, before he even think about getting it. You know what I'm saying? We done had some differences of opinions. You know, we had some, you know, ladies answer the question differently. You know what I'm saying? And had some fellas answer it differently. So that's basically the question, man. The line's blowing up now, man. I got a lot of people with their hands raised.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to get to everybody.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
I bet you that they'll do.
You know what I'm saying?
Back in my heyday or what have you, know what I'm saying? I ain't do too much paying, man. We might have went, the shit that we did was shit I wanted to do anyway. I don't want to eat by myself, bitch. I don't want to go to the movie by myself. So all that shit was regular shit. But other than that, you know, you coming over to the house. We both want the same thing. And from a brawl point of view, if a real player at brawl, she gonna goddamn, she ain't gotta give her no pussy to get the money. If you giving her the pussy to get some money, you a hoe. You ain't no player. You ain't goddamn pimping shit. A real bitch don't go after no real nigga because a real nigga ain't going to pay for no pussy. A real bitch find them lame fuck-ass niggas and get them niggas, those niggas that mess it up for the real nigga. They get them niggas and get them, make them worse by pumping them up even more, goddamn, and making them worse for the real nigga. So they get them a lame-ass nigga ain't got to give up shit. They goddamn just getting breaks.
Ladies, y'all hear that? That's detail out for y'all right there.
Goddamn, so if you giving up bras, if you giving up pussy, then goddamn, for the bread, then you just hoeing out there. You just doing shit. Goddamn, that's what you just hoeing, basically. You know what I'm saying? If I was a brawl, I would think the pussy kind of sacred. You can't just be getting up like that.
Right. Now you went along with kind of earlier what Lieutenant Key was saying, you feel me? But then we had another call that was like a female, Candy. You know Candy? You know, Candy was on the line. You know
Yeah. I love you, Candy.
Well, see, now Candy's opinion a little different from yours. She like, shit, bitch, got to give a little to get a little. You know what I'm saying? She all about giving the pussy up. She feel like this nigga worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you want to get a pussy up, then that's what you want to do. It ain't about the money. It's the fact that that's just the extra. That's the icing. You want to fuck the nigga anyway. See, but a real ass nigga, if he can realize that and know that, he know he ain't got to pay for the pussy. Oh, fake fuck ass nigga. Dumb ass nigga. So yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. I'm talking about that real deal. Fuck that old lame ass fuck shit. Like Pac said, why pay for the pussy dick for free, bitch?
Boy, niggas, well, I bet a lot of females listen to this shit like, boy, this is what the fuck is
they
wrong
scared,
with niggas.
They scared to go on there. You see what happened?
I bet they listen to this show like, this is why we can't fuck with niggas.
You see what happened when the dick came up, baby. I bet they listen to this shit. Killing our ass.
But we just came 100, man. You know what I'm saying? We on the line and we talking to men. You feel me? We just talking like as if, you know, it's like keep it 100. So y'all getting some real inside exclusive shit. You know, so you take this conversation. Don't take it with a grain of salt, goddamn it. Take it for to heart for what it's worth. Because we telling you just how niggas be sitting around talking. You know what I'm saying? We kind of giving up trade secrets on this motherfucker a little bit, I think. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the motherfucking
day. I think so, man. But it ain't going to goddamn hurt a real nigga. Real nigga fight through that.
Right, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But y'all, hey, ladies, we keeping it 100.
It ain't gonna change shit anyway. They gonna listen to it, go to sleep, and wake up and do the same shit they was doing before they was listening to motherfucking K100. So, baby, you know what I'm saying? Keep my motherfucking puss up. You understand me?
Hey, he ain't lying though. He ain't lying.
You know what I'm saying?
This shit is getting fun every day.
Matter of fact, all the ladies ain't calling in. Y'all give her that pussy up right now.
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying?
But that's how you got to make your bread, man. Make your bread.
You're right. I got to go to a female real quick. I got to go to a female. Hold on.
Yeah,
I see a female with a hand raised. Lieutenant Shay, I see you got your hand raised. Give it to us.
What's up? I'm over here laughing my ass off at Zai. But you know what? All your officers pretty much in agreement on this one, though, because my pussy ain't for sale, first off. I mean, it ain't no amount of money. I know pretty much when I first meet you whether you're going to get it or not. So it ain't going to so much how much money you spend. Either you're going to get it or you ain't going to get it.
So really, baby, you just tell a nigga that all he got to do is just relax and be himself, and it might happen. That's what it's all about.
I mean, like I said, I ain't for sale. I ain't no gold digger, nothing like that. You know, we gotta be vibing. And if we vibing, hell yeah, I like sex too, shit.
Right. Okay, we can understand that point. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. See, I knew different females gonna answer the question differently. If you'll notice, a lot of the niggas in a general kind of consensus. You feel me? But I knew amongst sisters it was gonna be a difference in opinion because women are different. They vary like that. Real niggas, which is hopefully that's all that's listening to this motherfucking show. Well, actually, no. You know what? I take that back. I want some of you lame niggas to listen and get some game too. You know what I'm saying? I take that back. I want some of these lame dudes to listen and get a little bit of game. You feel me? And goddamn, so we can goddamn, you know, stop these lame niggas from saturating the market. You know what I'm saying? Fucking it up for us. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody gonna want them.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, hell, you got enough money. Somebody damn sure.
It's gonna be a lame bitch. You gonna want lame nigga, you know.
Right. But I feel, okay, I see what you're saying now. So, from a female perspective, you just like, it could go down on the first date or the third date or whatever. Like, if you really feel them like that, if he even took you out, will you go ahead on and mash? If you feel them like that.
I said,
if you feel them like that, he ain't got to spend nothing. You might mash him on the first date just because you just feeling that nigga, right?
You know what? It ain't even about money. He might cook me a good ass meal. You know what I'm saying? That might just turn me the fuck on.
Right.
You ain't got to come out of pocket like that.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Chef boy,
that's motherfucking real. We fucking with that shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I could put together a lasagna for about $21. That's all I'm saying.
With some garden fries and some salad. Fuck Olive Garden. We got wine and everything over here. We can light the candles and sit at the table with
us. Hey, now.
And all
if
you're
gonna go out like that, then you gotta bring dessert with it. And I ain't talking about
no
ice cream.
Oh! Hey, look here,
real dessert.
Yeah.
hey, look here. I got
something
you can eat.
Oh. Hey, one thing about K-1 over here. Hey, I ain't nothing over here plugged on, baby.
Oh. Okay. All right, Lieutenant Shay representing for the K-100.
you need to start them classes, them pussy classes 101. A lot of females need to be getting this shit right now. Because you're missing out, baby.
Hold on. Oh, Lieutenant Key just raised her hand. She must got something to say. Hold on, Shay. Hold on, Shay. Let's see what Lieutenant
Key. All right, I'm right here.
Key, what's going on, baby?
Lieutenant Shay is right. The officers are in agreement.
Right.
Real
dick
pussy is not for sale. Because
right.
Guess what? Real females, you know what I'm saying? I got my own money. I got bread. You know, I don't need to do it with you to get bread.
Right.
So, like Zai said, if you out there just, you trying to get your pussy up for money, you a hoe. That's what you're doing. That's what prostitutes do. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right,
if real
right.
Nigga, if he feeling you, he ain't gonna have no problem doing whatever for you. He'll volunteer the money. You don't have to give nothing to get anything from him. He gonna want to give it to you regardless.
You right about that.
So, you know what I'm saying? I done had dudes, I ain't even slept with them, but if it's whatever. If I want to go somewhere, I got you. It ain't nothing. I don't have to lay down with you to get it.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, if I want to give it to you, you gonna get it. You gonna get the business. And
right.
Yeah, you gonna pay even a little bit more after that. So,
right.
Hell. Ain't no sister sale over here. Ain't no sale sign on this.
Okay.
You can't fuck everybody the same way now.
You can't what?
You can't fuck everybody the same way.
You see my post earlier.
I know, but you know, now me and my homeboy kind of not 100% the same, you feel me? But I also don't believe in halfway fucking. And that was another question that we were going to get into in the second hour, which we already up on. That first hour.
Hey, I already told you.
Hold on.
Get it just enough.
That's right. We're going to get to that.
Okay. I'm sitting right here by you, bro.
Right, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we're
calling
around. We're right here,
y'all. Come on. Hold on. I got to go to a song. You feel me? Because, goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? This is the artist platform. We play music for artists. You know what I mean? And what was I going to spend earlier? What was I saying I was going
to
spend?
31 grams, man. No.
You need to play Bet the House. I
want
to hear that. You take a request.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Yes. Oh, man. I can't upload it, but next episode I have it on deck. I don't got Bet the House up right here. Right in front of me. All right, but we're gonna play Better House. That's one of my new singles. Lieutenant Key say she love that record. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm gonna give a platform to my homies from YPIP. You know what I'm saying? Everybody stay on the line. We got a whole bunch of hands raised up about this right here. We're gonna get into the next subject too, man. We gotta get into that next subject. You feel me? You know
this
what I'm saying?
This for me right here.
You know what I mean? But look, we finna go into this song. Give it to him. You know what I'm saying? This is YPIP. My homie Skrill did the beat. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to him. Hopefully they get a chance to tune in and listen. You know what I'm saying? This is a song that we did. I actually featured on the record. You know what I'm saying? And these are my people's, man. And the beat is hot. And real Southwest Ace Town. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I like that record. It's a hot record. It's called Give It To Them. We're going to run that as exposing these underground artists. Artists, y'all holler at us. K100Radio@gmail.com. Send us your MP3s and your links. And we can work it out. Get you up here interviewed on the over the air. Get your music played. Y'all holler at us, all right?
Dunk your gun, rip your clip. Ice your wrist, talk your shit. They gon' trip, pop your clip. Yeah, shawty, give it to them. Strip them bras about they draw. Hell as well, break them laws. Get down dirty for your car. Yeah, shawty, give it to them. I got 380. You get shady, niggas really gon' be in you late. You gon' get straight, we get that right. A nigga, we gon' have to fight on a daily basis. It's a few more cases. Won't nobody wanna trade you play. No, you can't trap. But every time you go outside, niggas come up with a strap on your face. It's blizzard. You don't like what he said, but nigga, when you see him, kill him. Same ass rapper, fake ass trapper. That's right, Zipper, now I don't feel him. Grab my nuts. Middle finger up to the world. Looking for your girl to cut. Snap back on the haters like a dry ass girl. Keep frontin' like your game's a cut. Run, you slut. Get your cash. Just stay strapped, nigga, hit the flash. The boys watching. Slow-flow clockin' everything that a nigga finna do on the app. What the hell you mean? I'm a hunter. Motherfucker, you can't sell me dreams. You see me riding on that with a freeway back. Yeah, the bitch with me. I'm a Florida boy. The gunshots ain't gon' play with toys.
Okay.
Hit niggas up with the cane, no cut. So I bring more bucks to the dealer's boy. Don't you get your clip destroyed. And I know folks all around the A. You might see me with YPIP run out of fight day. Chill, let's get it. Touch your gun, rip your clip. Ice your wrist, talk your shit. They gon' trip, pop your clip. Yeah, shout it, give it to them. Strip them bras and fight they draw. Hell is 12, break them laws.
Amen.
Get down dirty for your car. Yeah, shawty, give it to him.
From the Southwest ATL, a nigga gon' fight. Cop tight, ain't no fight. Then they send them at your point. Ain't no blood, ain't no grip, ain't no bite. So I'm a foe, just a bunch of hand on my banana. Clip on his tip. Headline, take my breeze up. Nigga, I'm thorough. Slangin' eye like thorough. And I rep up my barrel. Y-I-P, y'all niggas ain't faulty. Y'all niggas say paper cheese. Hit a block with hot cheese. Burn up like barley grease. They can try if they won't. And see what we give them. They ain't ready for OT. Say thrill or blizzard. I ain't Justin Timberlake. You can't cry me a river. Call me USPS. Cause a nigga deliver. Tell.
Touch your gun, rip your clip. Ice your wrist, talk your shit. They gon' trip, pop your clip. Yeah, shawty, give it to them. Strip them bras and fight they draw. Hell as well, break them laws. Get down dirty for your cause. Yeah, shawty, give it to them.
Yeah. Love that record, man. I love it. I love the track, man. You know, I think the track was like just a hot thing. I like how that nigga bringing them some symphony strings in there. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we love music over here, man.
Bro, you killed that shit, though. Real talk. I like that. You killed that shit, bro.
Yeah, first verse?
Yeah, that first verse was murder, man.
Yeah, it was murder.
Y'all need to get y'all balls up, by the way, man.
Yeah, man. Y'all,
you know what I'm saying?
That was murder. Look, man, I killed Drake on the remix. I killed Weezy on the remix I played. And, you know, I'm just hurting these niggas, man. But we know. No,
yeah, it's time for a change in the game, man. Entertainment's gonna do it, man.
Entertainment's entertainment, man. We doing this over here. We doing internet radio and we doing music. You can't multitask, nigga. That's what they tried to tell Obama. Motherfucker, he won. You gotta multitask. You dig? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can do more than one thing at one time. All right? We ain't losing focus. We still over here doing our thing. We still over here on our grind. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? We just over here doing something else. We trying to get to this money. Another platform. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We make moves over here, man. We don't sit stagnant, okay? So that's what this whole thing is about. And I appreciate everybody who calling in. My lines is like, I got a lot of people hollering at me, calling in with opinions and keeping the show live. Hey, y'all helping me expand the empire. And I'm gonna get that love back when we take us to where we're trying to get to. All right?
Yeah, we sure appreciate that. We appreciate
right.
The love.
Yeah, I always got to tell everybody, man, thanks for hollering at us like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean that. Yeah. Look, we've been having a crazy conversation tonight, man. A crazy conversation. And it's been a lot of females' opinions varying. A lot of the males kind of sort of different, you know, but kind of close to the same thing. And the basic question was, you know, how much money should you spend before you feel like it's about time for it to go down? From the fellas and then the ladies also asked how much you think a guy should spend, you know, before he even thinking about trying to get with you. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? All right. That was the basic question. But we also had another question that came up and got posed in the middle of that. You know what I'm saying? And... But the question, it was kind of a question that I planned on getting to for like the second part of the show anyway. You feel me? And it's a male or female, you know what I'm saying? One of the lieutenants on the page actually posed this question today. You can also call in and talk about the first question if you want to, but I'm going to pose another question to you for the second hour, you know what I'm saying? And the question is, if you ever had a cutty buddy, you know what I'm saying? Do you cut them? Some differently than you do the other ones, you know what I'm saying? Are you more affectionate with some, and then some you love them just straight beat it up, you know what I'm saying? You know, is there kind of any cutty buddy dudes or don't? You feel me? So that's basically the question, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna pose it to y'all again with the music off so you can hear me, all right? Once again, the question is, if you got you a little cutty buddy, somebody that you messing with, you know, y'all getting it in, do you, and you got maybe, this is not, you ain't gotta have multiple ones at the same time, but you got this one, that one, however many you never had. We comparing them right now. You know what I'm saying? Are you more affectionate with some, you know what I'm saying, than you are with other ones? You know, what makes you treat them differently? You know, you got some that you like be affectionate with and some you just let them just straight beat it up. You know what I'm saying? Is there any cutty buddy do's or don'ts when somebody that you just cutting is like, what is it that you don't do? Maybe you don't, if you just somebody that you just cutting like that and it ain't going to be nothing, maybe you don't kiss them or maybe you don't spend the night at his house. All different kind of shit like that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's basically the question. Like, if you just cut somebody, where do you draw the line? What things don't you do? Because, look, all they is really is some smash action. You ain't finna be spending the night all night, or they can't spend the night because they just some smash. You ain't finna cook for them, or, you know, what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? Or do you treat them all the same? You know what I'm saying? Now, we talking about also in the bedroom, too. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? In the bedroom, if you just cutting somebody, what are some do's and some don'ts? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? If you just cutting them, if there ain't nobody that you fuck with like that, do you suck the dick? I mean, you know, do what? Do you eat the pussy? You know what I'm saying? If,
bro,
you know, different, we you know, what's the difference?
But, bro, check this out, though.
What's
even though it is some cutty buddy,
right?
They still, the question should be, they feelings involved with the cutty buddy.
Well, see, now, wait. That's a whole nother subject. You feel me? Right now, we just assuming that this ain't.
You can't assume.
Well, we just posing the question saying, I mean, I don't know how to say it. We just posing the question, like, this ain't your girlfriend or boyfriend. You feel me? This is somebody that you just smashing. Now, y'all ain't in no serious relationship.
Okay.
You feel me?
I got you.
That's all I'm saying. I'm going to draw the line at that right there. You know what I'm saying?
So, y'all tune in and answer that question exactly like he asked it.
You feel me? Just like that. This ain't your girlfriend, your boyfriend. This is somebody you just smashing. What are some do's or don'ts? You know what I'm saying? Just because if do you treat them all the same? If you fucking somebody, do you just, you know, do you fuck them all the same? You know, do you fuck all your cut buddies the same, or do you have a different way you fuck certain cut buddies because of what level you on with that particular cut buddy? You understand what I'm saying? So these are the questions that we asking, all right?
Hello. All
right, I'm going to open up the lines. Let's see, I got a couple people with their hands raised, so I'm going to go to this first one right here. You know, so I think it's one of the officers. Major, 404.
You on the air.
Major Hayes. Major Hayes. Yo.
Caller, you on the air?
Caller. Yo, Major.
Caller, you on the air?
Oh, man, he don't hear us, man. He got his hand raised, but he must have set the phone down. All right, we're going to hang up with that one. We're going to go to another one. You know what I'm saying? Just see who this is right here.
813.
Let's go.
Caller, you on the air?
813.
Is this... Martin.
What's going on?
Check me out, dog. If you just smashing a chick and it's all it is smashing, ain't no motherfucking going out to eat. Ain't no going for no walks in the park. You don't even get a chance to go to the beach. When I call you, we straight cutting. That's it. When we finish.
Hey, oh, that's what's up, man. Who is this?
What's the call phrase?
All right, hey man, this nigga right here keeping that shit motherfucking 100. You know what I'm saying?
Being straight, baby. Keep it
being
straight,
like,
baby.
That nigga like, nigga, bitch, we ain't going to the movies, we ain't going walking, we ain't doing shit, bitch, we fucking.
Nothing. When you make them a assessment that it ain't nothing but a fuck thing, if we a buddy, we just buddies. That's all the fuck that is. What the fuck you look like taking somebody out to eat or going to the movies, holding hand with a motherfucker when you just supposed to just be goddamn buddies? That's how. Buddy mean buddy, goddammit. That don't mean we gonna go skipping shit.
Yeah, I did that, partner. All right, all right. I crossed the line.
All right, so what about in the bedroom? Do you fuck all your cut buddies the same? Do you fuck them like a girlfriend?
Nope, you can't. Because you got just a buddy, you gotta beat a buddy like a buddy. Ain't no making love, no slow motion or nothing. All you doing is fucking straight down in that pussy.
Mark can fuck the shit out
That's
of him.
That's it. That's it. Okay, we got A. That nigga represented right there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, appreciate you calling in, my nigga. Hey, stay tuned, man. You feel me? We're going to keep you on the line.
For sure.
Hey, somebody might want to goddamn refute what you got to say. We'll bring you back up. You know what I'm saying? All right. Yo, that was up. Hey, that nigga kept that shit motherfucker 100. He like, bitch, is you fucking or what?
That's it.
That's all he want to motherfucking know. Is you smashing or what? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Hold on. We got somebody else with their hand. Oh, the general got his hand raised. General, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, man, I want to, hey, hold on. I got something to say, man, but I want a couple bitches to say something first, man. I want to lay low. So get to some bitches, man. I'm going to sit back.
All right, I'm going to go to, I think I see Lieutenant Key right here. Lieutenant.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, Lieutenant? This your post. Go ahead and tell us how you feel about the situation.
You know, what I put on there, look, everybody don't get the same treatment.
Right.
Period.
That's right.
Me, personally. I'm going to do what I want to do, what I feel like doing. If you feel like it, whatever.
Right,
I really
right.
don't give a
damn. So you talking about in the bedroom right now, right?
I'm talking about in the bedroom part, nigga.
Okay, in
whatever.
The bedroom. Okay.
I'm going to do what I feel like, my nigga. And all that trying to show out to everybody, whatever. Shit me. I ain't putting all my energy into no damn, no, not going to do it. And matter of fact, if you're the one that I don't really want to put my energy into like that, you probably just going to get it one time anyway.
Right.
So,
okay.
You know,
I agree with you because you can tell by the way a woman fuck you if you're going to get that pussy again. So,
And then,
right.
you know, if you get extra, you might, you gonna get some extra. If I see you putting forth some extra effort to make sure I'm cool, now that's if I'm digging you. You know what
right.
I'm saying? If I'm really digging you.
Right, right.
You know, I done had niggas, you know, you put in all the extra effort, and I still don't care. I would get up and chuck deuces and leave. That's what I do.
Yeah. Right.
Hey,
that motherfucker like, God damn it, you should care. That motherfucker she wanted. She like, nigga, she get up and chuck deuces, nigga.
Watch that pussy in the face.
You know what I'm saying? You could have been the ball. You could have been just straight up showing out, and I was still chuck deuces, nigga. What? I want to cuddle. Don't be trying to hold me. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Bye, bye, nigga.
Bye.
Holla.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I ain't trying to do that shit anyway.
Now, me personally, I don't give a fuck either way. We can, she can chill or not, or she can get the fuck up. I really don't give a fuck, especially if we done already went through the mashing process.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I ain't type of nigga that fuck a bitch, and just because she ain't my girlfriend, I'm telling that bitch she got to go home. You know what I'm saying?
Don't kick her out.
I won't kick her out at 4 a.m. You know what I'm saying?
No, you should kick her the fuck
out at 4 a.m.
No, you should kick out after you get that pussy. Get up out of there.
If it's 4 a.m.?
Yeah, shit.
You kick out at
4
a.m., dog.
I'm
gonna
kick
a motherfucker out at
4
a.m.
Shit, she'll kick you out.
Real talk, if you done hit it right, if the nigga done hit it right, you ain't just popping up no way. Real talk. Keep it 100, nigga. That,
I ain't gonna
kick
out
good.
At 4 a.m.
You don't
That's
even have the
saying.
Energy. You don't even have the energy to be popping up.
You're kicking that bitch out at 4 a.m.
Man, 4 a.m., man, get up out of here, man.
That means she deserved to be kicked out because she ain't do something right.
Hey, that's like she ain't getting no serving burp. She got to go anyway.
Oh, well, now see that. We ain't say that. We ain't say that. That's not what we said. No, hold on. That's different. We assume that she did.
Said extra.
No, I said we assuming that. Me personally, I said I ain't kicking them out at 4 a.m. because I'm assuming they have their business. Now, if they halfway bullshit around and halfway didn't want to fuck, and that's totally different. That's, I don't know how. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm out of halfway fucking. Don't be with that shit, homie. When the bitch tried me like that, man, now and then, we gonna have a problem. You know what I'm saying? We gonna have a problem, right? You know what I'm saying?
You need to kick the bitch out anyway, man.
Kick out anyway? super fine slurp burp, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You gonna
He ain't had it yet.
Cause
he's still kicking them out, so they ain't
doing
nothing. That's all it is. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, you
think
so?
You ain't had it yet. That's all that is. That's real talk right there. Cause I'm telling you, anytime a female do you right, you not popping up and saying nothing. You gonna lay down and let your shit.
Oh, nigga, had a motherfucking toes curled. Woo! Did y'all hear that, ladies? Hold on, I need to get that attention key. Hold on. Ladies. Pay attention. One more time, Lieutenant. Would you repeat what you just said?
Look, if you doing what you supposed to do, he not popping up. He gonna lay that shit gonna crust up on him before he pop up. He's gonna do a crust before he pop up. If you did what you supposed to do. That's what it is. If anything,
hey,
you might need to pop up and get you and get the warm rag and wipe the
right
crust off on.
Hey, that nigga
ain't
moving.
He gonna
have a sticky nut.
He ain't moving. They should be sticky if you got all of it off.
Oh,
stop. That's enough. I ain't put no more in my beard.
Oh, dude. Everybody want Lieutenant Key number. What is that
now?
That's
all right. Lieutenant Key a little more reserved than the rest. So I don't just get
it. I did that, baby.
Select few.
I did that.
Hey, that's what's up, man. I'm fucking with that right there, man. Hold on. I got somebody's number. I don't think I talked to this person yet. 444-563. Get at me. I don't know. Yo.
Hello.
Yo, who's on there? Who's this?
Yo, what's good? I was just wanting to comment on y'all conversation.
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Who's this? What's your name?
It'd be nice.
All right. What's going on, baby? Appreciate you calling into the shop. Thank you. This is your first time. So, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate
yeah.
that. You know what I'm saying? One love to you. Big hands of applause for, you know, for the new listener. You feel me?
Hopefully
one day I have so many listeners, I just can't keep doing that shit because it's a new motherfucker. Hey, but until then, goddamn, we happy you're here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, go ahead, Kyle.
Go ahead, baby.
What's on your mind?
What's on your mind? Well, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, y'all saying a girl, I agree with one of the female callers who say you don't have to give up the pussy to get the money or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is just crazy. Like, I just feel like you should just, if you be yourself, and if a nigga is interested in you, then he's going to do whatever for you, point blank, period. Like, you don't have to go and be like, oh, lay down with him. Nah, because like you say, he going to try you. If he try you, then you already know what it is. And if you feel uncomfortable, you shouldn't, I don't think you should sell yourself out like that. So I'm not really.
Right. Well, we feel you on that. Now, look here, man, I agree with you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to necessarily just mash, you know, every nigga that try to holler at you or whatever. You know what I mean? I think when you write about what you're saying, but when we posed the question, I kind of posed it like, look, you know, assume that you do want to sleep with the dude. You feel me? You attracted him physically. You know, how much, you know, you think is the bare minimum. We already know, as a female, we already pretty much established, it's a consensus that if she don't want to mash, ain't amount of money you spend going to get. You know what I'm saying? We kind of got that all the way.
And that's true, because it's already, like I mean, we already know whether we're going to let him get in or not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, if I'm not feeling dude, and he's paying, like taking me here, taking me there, like, I'm going to let him keep paying. I already know he ain't going to get it. It's just his dumb ass, like, he don't know he ain't going to get it. So, you know, that's just.
So, all right.
That's
all right,
not on me. It's on him. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So
look.
But, I mean, it's just like if you got a female friend and you know you were probably not feeling her like that, and she might not look the part, but she paying, you're going to keep taking the money.
You're right. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
It is what it is. At that point, it is what it is. I'm not saying that it's a good thing to do. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it is what it is. You know a sucker when you see it. So a sucker gonna play him. Shit.
Right. Hey,
I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, we got
Bitch, you breaking bread.
Hey, that's right. We got some pimp ass motherfucking females on here. They like shit, nigga. Break bread. Goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? So look, before we hang up with you, real quick. So if say everything work out and you go ahead and you fuck the nigga or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Check this out. Hey, turn your radio down for me.
Uh-huh.
All right, look, if you say you go ahead and do fuck the dude or whatever, all right, do you fucking, how do you go there with him? Do you treat him differently like everybody that you fuck with, you know, is there a limitation to what you do if they just your cut buddy? They ain't your boyfriend, you know, is there limitations on it? Or do you kind of treat all your cut buddies the same?
Nah, I mean, a cut buddy is different from a person that you feel intimate with. Like, if this is my boyfriend, this is my significant other, I'm going to do way more than what I would do with a cut buddy. A cut buddy is just strictly fucking. That's it. We ain't no oral, ain't nothing. None of that. None of that down.
So you ain't gonna get a nigga no head, even though he's your boyfriend.
We won't work out, cause you know, Mr. Sovereign Bart, Mr. Sovereign's up in the building, so you know if a nigga ain't getting that motherfucking shit right there, a nigga's ice skating on your.
How could you ever become my girlfriend?
But the whole point is you talking about cut buddy, so that's a conversation in itself. Like, once I establish, oh, we cut buddy, the ground rules are laid. You know what I'm saying? We done came to an agreement. I'm not doing this to you. You're not doing this to me. We just strictly fucking. That's it. So ain't nothing in between. You know what I'm saying? Because you my cut buddy. I ain't trying to put all this on you. No, I'm good. You can go get the dicks up from somebody else because I ain't doing it.
Damn.
But you going to do something. But you gonna do something because if that's your cut, buddy, you gonna do something.
I mean, that's why y'all cut, buddy.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
You gonna let the nigga hit you from the back or fold you up or do something?
I don't know.
But you gonna do something.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying?
This ain't a goddamn stand up or sit down over here. You
understand? Okay, we're going to go to the. I got a whole bunch of people raising their hand off this shit right here.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead.
But stay on the line, baby. We'll get back with you.
Yeah, we're going to get back. All right. So, look, hey, I don't know. A couple people raise their hand off that right there. You know? Let me see. Who's this right here? Oh, 615. Oh, that's Candy. Candy, hold on. We ain't got her opinion on this part. Candy, what's happening, baby?
Hello. How y'all doing?
What's going on? We ain't got your opinion on the new question. What you think about that? How you treat your cut buddies? You fuck them all the same, or you treat them different?
Tell the truth, Candy.
only have one cut buddy at a time. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, okay, but we talking about, we ain't saying at the time. We saying the one you had before, then the last three
one?
You had.
Yeah.
Out of the last three or four you had, you know what I'm saying? We ain't saying you got to be fucking at the same time. We saying just out of your past cut buddies, did you treat them differently? You know what I'm saying? Or do you, if they just a cut buddy?
They know how to fuck one way, and that's good. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, that was my motherfucking, hold up.
Can't just go halfway.
Yo, look. That's what the fuck I was trying to say earlier. You know what I'm saying? I was just saying that you can't be halfway fucking. That's what I was trying to say on the wall on the Facebook post, and I think I kind of got beat up a little bit about
halfway it. Halfway since I was like 16 when I first started fucking. You see what I'm saying? I'm a grown man. I'm trying to.
Right, right. Look, Candy. That's what I was trying to say earlier. I was trying to say you just gotta, wife them and just make love to them like it's your honeymoon. I'm just saying, when I got them, get it in with somebody, I do the damn thing. You feel me? That's all I was saying.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
I do the damn thing. Now I don't be, trying to, romanticize and put flower petals on the floor and candles low. And,
right.
You know what I'm
saying? How you know
that's
about
a
this?
Little motherfucking much. Fuck up, buddy.
That shit. You
didn't
know.
Oh, yeah.
But even if I make love, I'm going to end up fucking. At the end of end up fucking. If we start out making love, nigga, we gonna end up fucking. You see what I'm saying?
You want a nigga to grab that ass and just go in?
No.
That's what I'm saying. I just want to know.
Right, right. That's the question.
We just ask the question.
What is the question again? No, you answered the question. You said you don't know how to got that,
Right.
You don't halfway fuck. You know what I'm saying? When you fucking somebody, cut buddy or not, you gonna fuck them. Right?
Right.
You were just asking, is there any difference? Because, like, some women say, well, like the girl that just got the phone, she's like, shit, if you ain't my boyfriend, you just my cut buddy, she ain't getting you no head. That was she just said. You feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you got it differently. But then some women be like, shit, man, we're going to fuck him. I'm going to fuck him. You know what I'm saying? And she going to goddamn.
Yeah, if I'm wasting my time and doing it, I'm going to have to, go all in. And if I'm fucking you, I must like you. I must be attracted to you. You know what I'm saying? And I must have something. Even if you're my cut buddy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I just can't do it halfway.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? I enjoy it.
Wait.
Hold up.
You know
two
what I'm
times.
Saying?
Two times. All right.
And it turned me on just like having my pussy ate. Sucking dick turned me on just the same way. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to go. I have to do it all. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Hey, but you know what, Candy? I wish a lot of females use and keep this K100 like you just did this K100. Because I know sucking dick turn a lot of motherfucking females.
And it turned me on.
That pussy be stupid.
I
be stupid wet.
Right. If I don't suck dick for a while, my mouth start watering like my pussy. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? If I ain't suck dick in a while, my mouth is watering, I'm drooling on myself and shit, my pussy wet. You know what I'm saying? Just like when my pussy don't get up. You feel me?
Right. You know what? You the realest motherfucking caller that don't call this motherfucker tonight. You understand? And I really do appreciate that. Lady, y'all need to take heed to what she's saying because you're sucking dick and you ain't telling folks you're sucking dick now.
Oh,
right,
man.
That
you love sucking dick. I like that.
Oh, man. This show is getting more and more outrageous. I swear, man. That's why I fucking love it. That's why we fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? It just keep getting more and more outrageous. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. General Zahan popped up as soon as you said that, Candy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, the fuck up. Like, come back to me, then. Hey, hit me up, General.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on?
It popped up because, I'm with Candy on this one, goddamn. I'm a, me and Candy freaks. Goddamn, it's only one way we know how to fuck. And
right.
if I'm fucking you, then obviously I kind of like you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I scream, well, disclaimer, I used to scream bitches out, okay? After the first fuck, I'm going to know what's up, all
right?
I'm going to know, I need to see if we on the same fuck level.
Right.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Because I can't bring it down for you because you ain't finna be talking shit about me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So once we get that established, then goddamn, it's all out. Cut buddies or what have you.
Okay. That's what I was trying to say.
Let me tell you. Let me say this real quick. I'm talking about freak cut buddies. Okay, freaks like goddamn, when I was on goddamn back in the day, third shift, bitch used to drive 50 minutes at 3 a.m. in the morning just to come goddamn suck me off and swallow all the evidence, nigga, twice a week, nigga. That's a freak.
Right, right.
Hey,
you still got that bitch?
Man, I've been looking for that bitch for 7 years, nigga. I can't find her, though, but much love to you, baby.
Yeah.
So those are the only kind of cut buddies. Hey, those are the only kind of cut buddies I know, man. So, I don't, you know, I'm sorry, lame-ass bitches. Can't fuck or whatever. I don't know y'all. I know Candy. That's
Yeah, oh man, this shit is crazy, man.
Hey,
that was real shit right now.
You know what I'm saying? That's flipping the 100, man. You feel me? I'm trying to tell y'all, ladies, we're putting y'all up on some trill game tonight, but we also getting a lot of game from these females out here tonight too. We hearing how, you know, get some inner thoughts of some real ass motherfucking females. You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all fellas paying attention to that too as listeners. You know what I'm saying? Hope my niggas listen to these trill-ass females. You know what I'm saying? If you're a lame-ass nigga, I really hope you're soaking up some game, nigga. Please. Soak up this game,
matter of fact.
Nigga, if you ain't soaking up this motherfucking game, nigga, that we giving out to you for free, nigga. Fuck, nigga. We should charge you for this shit with your lame-ass, but we doing it on the love. All you need is a phone, motherfucker. Damn. General, I appreciate that, man. Hold on. Let me see who this is right here. They got their hand raised up. Oh. Caller, you on the air? 770-653. My homeboy.
Caller, you on the air?
Caller.
Caller, you on the air?
I got to hang up with them people. They just got us on hold, man. They be killing us. Dad, hold on. Let me see who this is right here. Yo, caller, you on the air? Holler at me. Caller. Yo, you on the air? K100.
Hello?
Yo, what's going on with you? Who this?
I ain't raised my hand. It meant Peaches. But I say some shit.
Say some shit, Peaches.
Peaches, you cut all your cut buddies the same.
Well, do I cut all my cut buddies the same? I agree with Miss Candy. You know, you only got a certain amount at a time. But I just want to say this. All these... any female to calling in and hollering, I ain't sucking no dick, and I'm just thinking, what the fuck ever? That's a young hoe.
that's
a young hoe. Sucking dick and eating pussy, all that shit come with sex.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. All this shit comes with fucking. That's what you do.
Right.
Ain't no goddamn secrets around this bitch. Don't tell nobody I sucked your dick. Fuck that. Them some young hoes.
Grow up, bitch, and fuck a dick. Yeah, that's what we on.
Yeah, man, for real though, that's all I was saying, man. You know, I mean, all this halfway fucking, and you gonna look, man. You go if you feeling the nigga or the female, no.
Yeah, if you fucking them, you feeling them. So fuck them like you gonna fuck them.
Right. That's what I mean. Maybe because I don't have sex with nobody, if I don't feel them. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I would just hit, you know, I got to kind of like Charlotte a little bit. You know what I'm saying? She got to be cool. You know what I mean? Unless she, you know, just crazy, crazy fine. You know what I'm saying? Then you're going to be like,
stupid fine.
You know, she might have a fucked up attitude, but, you know, she want to mash. She's stupid fine. You ain't finna turn that down. Not no nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's just being the same way.
A bitch ain't the same way. This nigga ain't no motherfucking good, but his dick is off the motherfucking chain.
I wonder if anybody ever had me in that category right there.
Nigga, you know.
This nigga, you motherfucker, no good ass nigga, but this nigga got some good fucking, this nigga got a good fuck game.
You know what? I'm going to let you have that. You know the last.
I don't know nothing. They didn't tell me that.
Hey, you know what, bro? You just get with me sidebar. We'll discuss that. You get with me sidebar. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying. I don't know.
We got in-house shit. Come on, be sidebar. We'll talk about it.
Oh, man. Oh. All right, Miss Peaches, appreciate that little bit of insight. So once again, Miss Peaches has, please try to get y'all to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? If you goddamn it, you know.
Suck no dick.
Hey, I mean, come on, man. We grown in here. She said, you a young motherfucker if you feel like that, if you feel like, you know,
but
give a head.
Big one day.
I mean, well, you know,
big.
Maybe so. Maybe hopefully through the enlightenment that we give out in this programming, you know, the uplifting way we kind of put the truth out there and
they might
expose everybody.
They might start tomorrow. Tomorrow.
I'll try to get there.
You think this K1 start tomorrow? Matter of fact, you start as soon as we go off there. You just call your cut buddy and tell him you want to fuck some dick. How about that?
If you're not doing that already, please start. Please help the cause. Lieutenant Shay, you on the air. I seen your hand raise up.
What's up? Yeah, I just
want
to comment on. I was over here about to crack up laughing. Yeah, about the cut buddies. You know, all cut buddies ain't created equal. I think I done mentioned that before, but, you know, Candy
right.
and Key, right? You know, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. I mean, go all the way in. Otherwise, you know, why even bother to deal with the cut?
Right. You know what I'm saying?
So you ever see with the cut buddies? See, some of them ain't working with the same thing, so you got to be a little bit sensitive. You can't do all the same kind of things you can do with some, but you can do with others, you know? You can't treat
right.
equal.
I understand that, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, we like, you know, for the sake of the question, we're assuming that, you know, you done hit this person two or three times. You know, we talking about somebody that you done already hit, you know, and then maybe two or three times. And so we were just asking, you know, just because they ain't your man or they just a cut buddy, do you not go a certain place with them? But some women like, shit, you know, I think it was Be Nice was like, she ain't, if you ain't her man, she ain't trying to get you no head or nothing, period. And then some women like,
love
shit,
that.
Damn it, you better goddamn suck some dick. Candy said that shit, get turned on, I want to suck some dick. How many
ladies? Let me
tell you. Do you get
turned off? And getting faced is a prerequisite. Ain't no alternative to that. If you're going to fuck, it all goes together. I'm like what Miss Kiki said, it all go together. You can't differentiate. Because once you get in that bed, you don't know what the hell's going to go down.
Right. You know,
yeah, you're right. You don't know which way she gonna swing your partner.
You feel me? That's all we say. She, hey, we should have said 100, man. I gotta give you motherfucking applause for that. You know what I mean? Some real shit right there.
I'm just,
you know,
saying, for real though. Once you get in there, you think you're saying, well, I ain't gonna do this. But what you there for? If you ain't there to fuck, then get out of the room.
Why are you here?
Talk about half for them. Where they do that at? Don't nobody half up.
Right. So hey, I thought I was kind of alone at first, but everybody kind of seems to be saying, you don't have way fuck. That's all I was saying. You feel me? But I ain't saying you ain't got to treat everybody like your girlfriend or boyfriend. That's all.
Now you ain't got to like give it your best shot first time. You know, I think like I was saying, you got to feel them out, see what they're working with, because you know they might not be on your fuck level. So yeah, you got to see. Like I said, they all ain't created equal. They might not be able to take all what you got.
Right.
That's why you go ahead and run them off the fucking road. Get them out of here. Motherfuckers don't know if you was too much or not.
Right.
That's why they call them a cut buddy, because sometimes you have to cut them loose.
Yeah, right.
That's what you need to do.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? All right, yo, so look, I got to get ready. The show almost over, man. I got to play another motherfucking song. Be ready, since this your first night over here as a guest host, you know what I'm saying? Plenty more, my nigga. What you want here?
Hey, man, you know we going to D-boy this thing out, man. So, you know, we going to do 31 grams, man.
All right.
Good night, Hustler, man. You know what it is. Training, homie.
31 grams. This for the D-boys and goddamn girls that love D-boys. You understand what I'm saying? We'll come back out and we're going to finish the lines up. I see y'all calling. Y'all callers, don't hang up. We still going to have a nice little amount of time to answer calls. We'll get out this song, all right?
Let's go.
31 grams.
Pot 31 grams cooking up in the pot.
you a couple more dollars when this shit get ready. I'm like, my nigga, this shit ain't ready. I know numbers, my nigga, that's how I work my jelly. If you know numbers, my nigga, then what the tell it? Like the dope that you're selling, it'll make you a felon. That's why I press your ass down and see if you got a weapon. Hey, you cool, my nigga. So keep on stepping. If I'm 31, nigga, you can take the pot. I don't give a fuck what you're saying. I know what I'm talking on.
31 grams cooking up in the pot. 31 grams cooking up in the pot. Pot. 31 grams cooking up in the pot. Pot. That's how we get it on the block. On the block. Block. 31 grams cooking up in the pot. 31 grams cooking up in the pot. Pot. 31 grams cooking up in the pot. Pot. That's how we get it on the block. On the block. Block.
Get 31 grams for the 650. Go holler at my partner, he got that fire recipe. Take a dollar off my nigga, if it's already dry. Something like in their vanilla, others loving that butterscotch. Hard like that concrete, making junkies beat their feet. It don't matter where I'm at, they gon' come and find me. You ain't gotta hit the trap, I bought the trap with me. You know them good yams, it's the sea and a little bit of that seat. It's fire, crackers, for about to tip by your back. I'm on the block with the fiend shop, they try to the fiend stop. The girl that can beat, lighter than ride on them big tires and keep us from extra grip. They said you bought some more grip.
My guest host tonight, Pete Regifilated on
that's
that,
me, baby.
You know what I'm saying, on that first verse, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And he picked that song because he go guest hosting tonight, you know what I'm saying, co-hosting tonight. And hey, man, that's what's up, man. That's straight up D-boy music right there, and you know, hot girl music, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Boy, what you know about that? We know about that. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? You know? And so we can make all kinds of music, you know what I'm saying, for the club, for the streets, for the trap, whatever. We've been there and done it all. You did. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple of new listeners on the air. I see a lot of, man, we got a lot of listeners, but not a lot of people. We had a lot of people raising their hand, though. We ain't had no shortage of that. But we got a lot more people that's just listening, and I appreciate y'all that's just listening, too, even if you don't want to comment, you know what I'm saying? And you don't even have to talk about the topic, man. You can just be like, yo, I'm representing, you know what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah, call up here and get your shout-out,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, get your shout-out, man. Just be like, yo, I'm checking y'all out. I'm fucking with you. You ain't got to talk about what we talking about. Just be like, yo, I'm representing wherever you at in the country or the world, because it's the internet, so we streaming live across the globe, you know what I'm saying, right now. Live, you can get us all over the world, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's the beauty of internet radio. All you need is the www dot in front of the words, and that's it. And you're here. All right?
So shouts out to all you people. We see some wild area codes with country codes and all kind of shit. So we don't know who that is, where they're listening from.
But we're going to get to you.
Hey, shouts to you, man. You feel me? All you got to do is hit the number one on your keypad, and you can holler at me. I want to holler at you, but I need to know that you want to talk to me so we won't have no dead air time. You dig? Okay? I just seen somebody from the 405 raise their hand. Holler at me. You okay, 100?
Yeah, I'm cool. What's going on? I'm from the A anyway. I wanted to give a shout out to my homeboy Blue, especially my sweetie Fred.
Oh, that's what's going down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, we got a special shout out over the motherfucking air. You feel me? Who is this right here?
This is Freckles.
Oh, okay. What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing going on. You know, my homie gave me the little number, told me to log in and checked a couple of homeboys out.
Right. Well, I appreciate that love, baby. You know
what
I'm saying?
We sure enough
do. We over here getting it in. You know, got our little internet radio show popping. We playing some music for some new artists, and we talking about some wild shit. Have you been listening to what we talk about tonight?
Nah, what the topic is?
Man, we done talked about, well, we kind of had two topics. You feel me? First, we asked, what we asked first?
How much money?
Right, yeah. How much money does it take for a nigga to spend on you before you feel like you're going to go ahead and give him some pussy? That was the first question. You know what I'm saying? How much, you know, how long you going to strain that out? You know what I'm saying? You go ahead on the master, nigga. We already established that most women, you know what I'm saying, know when they first see a nigga, they going to fuck him or not. You know what I'm saying? So after that, it's just a formality. How much money this nigga going to have to break for you go ahead on and give, basically. What about you? What you think?
Well, it depends on what all he looking for. You know what I'm saying? Because a bitch like me, you going to have to come up off the motherfucking ducket. You
right.
See what I'm saying? I ain't trying to say that I got the bomb-ass pussy, but it's going to be worth your motherfucking while. Do you not hear what I'm saying?
Right. I hear what you're saying, baby.
You know.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to Oh, hey, yo. Look, baby. I appreciate it. I'm signing off. I appreciate that insight, baby. You know what I'm saying? Freckles. Freckles and goddamn...
Hey.
I'm gonna edit that out.
That shit is crazy. Don't be plugged up, be subbed up. You understand me?
I'm about to edit that out. I don't know, but I gotta keep it 100.
Yeah, that's
the name of the show.
Oh man. So fellas, look. This P Red the Field Lady telling you, man.
Right.
Right now, I gotta keep this shit 100. If you give me the number out, man, and you want people to call up here and do that, and you think they going to put your business in the street, I don't think you need to put the number out. Because this shit going to raise some fucking eyebrows, bro. All
right. Next caller. I think the homie from the 813, I think he raised his hand. I think he want to holler back at us. 813, you back on, homie.
Caller, you on now?
813.
Caller, you on now?
Oh, he must have hung up. That was a dude that was that 813. That's Tampa right there, too. He called out and represented.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Right. You feel me? Oh, let me see what it says right here. 678-526.
Caller, you on now?
678-526. Holla at me. A-Town. Yo, you on K-100?
Caller, you on now?
Damn it, man. Damn it. You get their fucking attention?
Call him.
I had to kill him. He giving me dead airspace. Nothing more I hate than fucking dead airspace live on the air. What are you going to do, people? We're doing this live. This shit is not a game. All right. 444563.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's going on? Who's this?
This Be Nice calling back.
Oh, she got something to say. Wait a minute. She's not like you mad. Go ahead.
Nah, because... What I'm saying is, how y'all, everybody seem like to be ganging up talking about half fucking and shit. That's some bullshit. It's a females nowadays need to have some morals and some standards, some values. I mean, granted, everybody is grown, but I'm saying, so you mean to tell me every person that you fucking, you gonna be eating their pussy too? Like every female, just if she a cut buddy, you gonna go the whole way? I'm just saying, I'm not the type of female to do stuff like that. Like, call me young, call me whatever you want, but I just don't feel that.
Right.
I don't think you have to be having sex with somebody. I don't think you got to be
fucking and sucking. I mean, sucking and eating pussy. I just don't think that all that has to include in having sex.
Right. She right. You know what? One time for the morals. One time for the morals. One time for having morals. One time for living in the world. It's crazy. Growing up and saying that right there live on the air. She keeping it 100. You feel me? That's
I'm
why
saying, I'm
giving
and I
her
just feel like, I feel like, you know, but you can't be attacked. Like, females shouldn't be, you living to a standard of how males perceive sex. Like, they always want to have, they feel like, you know, head is a thing. And you don't have to do that to everybody. I just don't think, I'm not going to go around and be sucking everybody's dick just because I'm fucking you, just because you're my cut buddy. I got to suck your dick too. Nah, that's not how it goes down.
I gave you an applause because you kept it 100. I can tell you speaking from the heart, and that's all we ask for everybody on this show, baby. But
you are so sincere right now.
You know, and that's why I had to give it applause. You know what I'm saying?
So
I'm saying because I think that's a different form of intimacy. You feel what
I'm
saying?
Right.
It's something you earn. You don't just give that away. You gotta earn that.
I feel you. I feel what you're saying.
But listen
to this right here. I gotta hit this right here on you real quick.
Pop your motherfucking brakes, Shawty.
Now, let me tell you why. Because I gave you the applause the first time because you're talking from your heart, and I know you mean what you say. But, you feel me? If you already going there with this person, you obviously must like this person and feel this person anyway. We see the thing about it is I'd rather for you to sit here and tell me, let's be more selective about who we sleep with and how many people we sleep with. And then that's cool. But then when you get down to when you go ahead on and say, yeah, I'm going to go there with this person, you know, take me. I understand you have a morals. Okay, let's take a little longer and make a decision. Let's, be protected or whatever. But once we decide that we're going to go in with this person, let's goddamn it do the goddamn thing. Let's not bullshit around. Let's goddamn it handle grown folks' business. That's what I feel, and that's what a lot of my callers were saying. Now, I'm granted they're probably significantly older than you. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe it's a difference of region where you at. But that's how a lot of my callers are feeling tonight, and that's how I feel. If you just be more selective about who you go there with, then you can, you know, handle your grown folks' business when it do go down. You feel me? I don't believe in halfway fuck. That's
me. Yeah. Okay. So if you messing with a girl that's got a nigga, she could be married, whatever. But if you cut her on the side. So you mean to tell me for as long as y'all cut, let's just say y'all messing around for a year, you gonna eat out too?
Look, I try and stay away from girls with boyfriends because I'm single myself.
Go ahead.
But I will.
Go ahead on with that.
But if she bad, if she's super, super bad, I might go on the match. And then, you know, precautionary measures kick in. You feel me? You feel me? For the most part. Damn. I got to go, man. It's the end of the fucking show.
What? Oh, shit. You lucky the motherfucking day.
I'm finna get some deep shit. My fucking goddamn prompt is hitting my ear, nigga. It's the end of the show.
All right.
All right, be nice. Damn, man, I'm sorry to everybody I didn't get to, man. I got so many fucking hands raised, man. This shit just pissed me off right there, man.
You got a hot show.
I know, man. I didn't realize that the damn shit just came in my ear like, you got 2 minutes. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I tell y'all what, Carlos, we're going to do this one time.
Ah, man.
We're going to pick up where we left off tomorrow. Blue, let's do it, bro.
Well, we still got another minute. Let me, I got 1 minute. Can I tell you?
Man, take another caller. Carlos, we'll talk to you tomorrow, baby.
All right, be nice. Yeah, hit it back up tomorrow. We're going to be at the same time tomorrow. Listen, hey, everybody else, check it out, man. We're going to be at the same time tomorrow, all right? 8 p.m. And we can pick this discussion back off. If you call in tomorrow and you say, yo, I was listening last night, I just got to get that shit out of my motherfucking chest because y'all was on some other shit. God damn it. I'm going to let you speak your piece because time ran out on me so fast tonight, man.
Yo, wow. We'll be here. We'll be waiting on you.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to be K-1 doing this thing, you know, Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. the same time. You feel me? Man, I only played 3 songs tonight. That's how good this conversation was, man. That's crazy. We got to do better than that, though. I'm sorry, artist. I'm sorry.
Well, we did a lot of tall wrestling with the females tonight.
We did. But I got love for all my ladies and my fellas that called in. Ladies, we be keeping it 100. Soak that game up. All right, fellas, y'all soak that game up. Some of them females was putting down, too. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody that called. Everybody, all my officers, I appreciate the love. Y'all go to the Facebook page and join the group. Facebook, do a search for K100, K-100, and we'll be there. Holler at us, man, tomorrow, same time, 8 p.m. We're doing another 2-hour show. All right? Get at us, all right? We out of here, man. We got to go, man. Where's my...
One time for everybody who locked up and dead and gone, man.
For sure, man. Where's
my
outro music?
That's how we end it.
We out.
Out.